Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Ryan Singer, breakups and baseball cards. It's on the way right after this.
Oh, sure. You've seen it on Fox television. Young, good-looking, sexy singles, coupling and uncoupling, romping half-naked in the Caribbean sunshine. Forget about those self-involved losers on Temptation Island. Prepare to drop them panties for some real action as Bob and Tom Television presents Temptation Trailer.
Darnation, you is good looking, darling.
Sugar, you better look at them, my old man. You got three teeth. He's only got two.
It's Temptation Trailer. We've taken six redneck hillbilly couples and dropped them off on a small island in the Chattahoochee River.
Dang, you can count to three? You're pretty and smart.
Temptation Trailer, where the couples will meet eligible singles who will try and entice and seduce them.
Oh, Dark Root's hair always makes me hot. Hey, is that a booger?
It's exciting. It's hot. It's sexy.
You know, I ain't never seen a pair of Speedos with a big old belt buckle on them.
Honey Pie, I need to confess something to you. I ain't never been with a woman whose ass or her hairdo would fit through the door of a double-wide train.
Will they stay with their current love, or will they stray?
I'm looking for a man who can be romantic. The kind of guy who will burp the words, I love you, once in a while.
I love you.
Darling, you ever seen one of these here pierced?
Damn, girl! You're hotter than my cousin.
Don't miss Temptation Trailer, coming soon to Bob and Tom TV.
Woohoo! I'm leaving my boyfriend for a guy with a normal size forehead.
Don't miss Temptation Trailer, coming soon to Bob and Tom TV. Temptation Trailer on Bob and Tom Television. It just might result in a slightly deeper gene pool.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And our guest today, I'm Chick McGee, but Tom, we have a very special guest we haven't seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. No, oh, I'm supposed to introduce him.
Sure,
I think he's still
doing comedy or something like that. I'm not sure, but you go ahead.
He is a comedian, Ryan Singer. Ryan, it's nice to see you, sir.
Hey, it is. It's so good to see everybody.
Oh my God,
it's like I can almost touch you all.
we'd rather you didn't. But thanks. Is that a Howdy Doody T-shirt? What
is it? This is a. It's just Howdy Wood.
Oh, I thought it said Howdy Doody.
Yeah.
This is Howdy Doody.
Oh, God, okay. I know it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
I'm a Howdy Doody fan. You don't see much of Mr. Doody.
I was telling the folks earlier, I don't know if they knew that or not, but back during the podcast days, you told us a story about how you were kicked off a dating app.
Changing
your profile pic. Would you care to go over that?
Well, maybe this is for Bob and Tom After Hours.
I think you're correct.
That was a dark time.
What you're thinking he put up as a profile pic is exactly what he put up as a profile pic.
Yeah, and if it makes it any better, I don't really remember doing it. I may have been like into the sauce a little bit back then.
Oh, okay.
All right. Are you a single guy to these days?
Well, actually, I just moved out of my apartment where I was domesticated.
So you're exiting a relationship.
I am currently exiting a relationship.
Were you asked to leave the apartment?
I was politely asked to remove all of my things.
including yourself.
Including myself.
Are you all right?
I'm doing okay.
Did you have a lot of things?
Not really. I just, I had my baseball cards, and which is actually probably the big problem in the relationship. I was spending more on baseball cards than I was on her.
Oh.
But I got back into baseball cards during the, you know, the pando. But
yeah.
So it's all in a storage unit. So just books, notebooks, and baseball cards. Pretty much the totality of my life.
So she has the furniture and everything.
She has the furniture and everything. I'm waiting on a buyout.
All right.
Give me half that IKEA money. So you owe me like, she's going to Venmo me like $17.
Yeah. Okay. How long was this encounter?
About 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Is that a record for you?
That was a record for me,
yeah. I was going to say, yeah, that's got
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to go. I mean, I was, you know, I was locked in.
You're ready to go? You mean get married, go?
Yeah, I thought so.
How was the exit portrayed or presented, I should say, to you?
Well, it was... It was kind of just a conversation. I mean, we did have, it was, it's all very amicable. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she just didn't just text you 2 years, I'm out. Blind.
No, it wasn't a text. It was a conversation. And it was, you know, there was issues in our relationship, you know, like I thought she was a robot and, when like someone or an alien, you know, like
right?
She was like an alien or a robot that hadn't quite perfected how to be a human being yet. Uh-huh. Like there was little clues along the way.
Like what? Like
she would say like she got all of her aphorisms wrong. Like she'd be like, you know, well, I don't have a horse in this fight. And I'd be like, well, I don't think you should, but I think you mean dog. And she'd be like, oh, error. And I'd be like,
oh, wow. That's a robot. Wait,
what? Yeah. What? Did you say error? And she'd be like, well, don't just leave me alone. You should never shake a man while he's down. And I'm like, well, that's also true. But
did she like your baseball cards?
She did. She's very competitive.
Oh.
So she's like, well, I'm going to have a better baseball card collection than you are. And she had a very good job, so she won.
So she can afford the upper deck.
Yeah.
So
she's out of curiosity. Is there like a picture of you right now in her bicycle spokes? She's down the street.
Yeah. So, no, but she's great. I mean, you know, obviously, I still love her. You know, we're going to be friends and it's, you know, we're going to do our best to do that, but like, ooh, I mean, there were little things too. Like, we weren't like a perfect match long term. And I was, you know, because one time she said to me, she said, you know, it would be really fun. And I said, oh, what's that? And she goes, I would just love this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she goes, if you took all of your t-shirts and steamed them. And I was like, this is the rest of my life. Like, I said that to myself, obviously. She's like, wouldn't that be so fun if you just steamed all of your t-shirts and then hung them up in the closet? And I'm like, t-shirts are not for hanging. T-shirts are for throwing in a pile, right?
Yeah.
But so it was little. I mean, she's a Virgo. I'm a Cancer. Was it ever going to work? I don't know. Earth and water kind of things get muddy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I tried it with two Virgos too. It doesn't work.
Right. Ryan Singer is our guest, a former boyfriend. Now, did you have your own place now? Or are you living?
No, I got a storage unit in Burbank, California.
He's on the road right now?
I'm just on the float, yeah.
And perhaps you'll meet the love of your life.
Yeah, and
or at least the love
maybe he's not looking. Give him a break.
Yeah, right there in the rebound.
Mrs. Right Now, if you will.
Yeah, there you go. Mrs. Right Now. Mrs. For Tonight.
Yeah.
Handsome young man.
Yeah, so if there's any women out there who are independently wealthy, love baseball cards...
like a guy who travels.
Yeah, a guy who's never around.
What's your most valuable baseball card?
My most valuable baseball. Oh, it's a good question. Oh God, you know, I just picked up some old Barry Larkin rookies.
No kidding.
Just a Barry Larkin rookie. I didn't even know existed. I picked that up the other day. I was in my hometown of Dayton. But that's well. Oh, I've got a Max Scherzer graded rookie card.
Oh, nice.
Which I think is probably a pretty good card. I mean, he's a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
So yeah. That card's never going to go down in value.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Did you see this morning in the news? We have a kind of a baseball card story. Mark Zuckerberg, of course, the head honcho.
Back to this, huh?
Meta and Facebook.
How do you know what story to go back to? That
well, because what other story that we have involves baseball cards? No.
They're actually selling an NFT of a Zuckerberg Little League baseball card.
When he was a kid.
Maybe if you explained it to me this time, I'll get it.
Apparently, the story, as Christy pointed out, not very well written. Apparently, when he was a kid, like 8 or 9, he was on a Little League team, and they gave all the kids baseball cards with their faces and pictures, which is cool. It's fun.
Which makes sense now.
His former camp counselor, sounds like a great guy, still a teacher, still a camp counselor. He's a 50-year-old guy who was going through some stuff and found the Mark Zuckerberg baseball card. So they're going to auction it off, as well as an NFT of the card. It's kind of fun. And obviously it's not a major league baseball card, but it's just sort of a fun thing. And Zuckerberg himself is promoting it because he wants to promote all that NFT crap on his various platforms. And this is probably the last time he played sports, I guess, when he was 9. So
yeah, probably.
This kind of makes him appear to be a human being, which is fun.
Anyways,
it'll be auctioned, as I mentioned earlier. It'll be auctioned, by the way, along with all of everyone's data out there.
That'll be
for sale very soon, if you'd like to. But my idea is to come up with a series of tech billionaire trading cards.
Ooh. Okay, well, now the question remains, like, what is this set called? Like, you know, what are you going to call it? I mean, there are, like, set registries, too, but I don't know, Moguls, the Mogul deck.
That's not bad, yeah.
The Moguls.
1%.
The 1%ers, we have our own space companies because we're getting off the planet. isn't that weird how every billionaire is like, I'm getting out of here as quick as possible. Good luck, everybody. You know, it's like, oh, maybe climate change is real. I wonder how many billionaires there are, though. Like, how many cards could you make? You could definitely make a deck of 52, right?
You could do a tech team. I mean, that would be.
You got your Musk. You've got your Bezos.
Yeah, but yeah. What about the billionaires who maintain a low profile?
Warren Buffett. Do you think he's going to have a baseball
one of those
card?
Billionaire? Are there any billion? There's sure. got to be that we're not.
Oh, aware. Absolutely. Yeah. If we looked at a list
the billionaire
of billionaires, we'd probably only recognize. Yeah. 8 names and the rest would.
I think the really smart ones keep a nice low profile.
Yeah.
They can have fun and not be bothered constantly. Once again, we need to move forward.
Those are the true puppeteers.
Yes.
The billionaires, we don't know their names.
Doing everything behind the scenes.
I see. We're talking with comedian Ryan Singer. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Have we missed anything?
Well, we have some fine art in the news. The National Galleries of Scotland has announced a previously unknown self-portrait of Vincent van Gogh has been discovered behind another of the artist's paintings.
Have you seen this?
No.
The self-portrait was found on the back of Van Gogh's head of a peasant woman when experts at the Edinburgh Gallery took an x-ray of the canvas ahead of an upcoming exhibition. The subject was instantly recognizable as the artist himself and is thought to be from his early work. The left ear is still there.
So okay, all right.
Obviously before 1888 when he cut off his ear. The experts at the gallery are evaluating how to remove the glue and cardboard without harming head of a peasant woman. Van Gogh was known for turning canvases around and painting on the other side to save money.
Don't know how that got famous anyway for cutting his ear off. It really didn't hurt him any. I mean, it was just cosmetic, really. He can still hear.
Oh, sure. Yeah. One can.
You don't think that's a gesture that shows perhaps mental illness?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't do anything stupid like cutting off your ear when you got... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Yeah, you're right.
Which divorce are you talking about? I cut off my bank account a couple times.
Yeah, okay.
That's always fun to talk about.
I meant the one where your testicles were removed.
Oh, the testicles.
The person.
The person.
Those in glass houses should not throw stones.
Hey, shut up.
That is amazing. He just... His omnipotence continues. I have no idea how, but yeah.
I saw this an X-ray of this thing. It's this obvious. He painted over. I don't know how they're going to recover it, but it's there somewhere. So he'd probably be upset, don't you think?
How so?
Well, if he didn't like it.
If he didn't like it.
Yeah, I painted over it. He didn't want us to see it.
Because, I mean, this is the
I thought he painted it on the back, so it was like too...
I don't think so.
He was famous for painting on the back, but this one is actually
I think he painted, I got you.
Yeah. Painted on top of it, I think.
Okay.
But, I mean, this would be like... This is the self-portrait. This is the equivalent of the selfie in 1888 or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe a little less. Yeah.
Don't you occasionally take a selfie, Josh, and then delete it?
Sure, I've done that.
No, see, this is one he deleted.
Okay.
All right.
He didn't want it to be seen.
Well.
Van going, gone, is what he said.
Is that, he announced that.
Yeah, he said, Van huffing off.
Yeah.
And he left
it off. It didn't make much sense.
Yeah, he left
but
it
now,
off.
But he was prescient enough to know that we would eventually see Van Gogh.
He's mostly famous for inventing the bicycle, the Huffy.
Is that right? It's the Huffy.
Speaking of Van Gogh, casinos are hoping to expand their appeal beyond the slot machine and buffet and are turning to fine art to bring in new business. And one such example.
Oh, I've seen some. Honestly, the Bellagio has done this for a while.
I know. Yeah. That's when I was in Vegas. That's what I did last time.
Yeah.
Losing all my money, I went there and looked at some of the great paintings.
And many of us have seen this, but the highly acclaimed Beyond Van Gogh, the immersive experience recently opened at Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino. The 30,000 square foot display uses over 300 of Van Gogh's works, reproducing them digitally and projecting them onto screens, walls, and floors. It's really cool if you get a chance to see it.
I did that too. You're right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But it's not the real paintings.
No, of course not.
The Bellagio has the real.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know. Other casinos are getting into the fine art scene. The Bellagio, as we talked about, has displays of Picasso, Monet, Warhol, Titan, and Van Gogh.
You got to be careful. The Sunbub Buffet. You know what I found out, Josh?
What's that?
That's not the real Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
What?
It's not?
Yes, it is. They dismantled the one in right?
Did Copperfield put it there?
That's what happened.
Yeah. And that Empire State Building in Vegas? Fake. Sorry.
Can you imagine if you walked up to see a monument and it was gone and Copperfield?
Now, am I correct in saying, were you a waiter at Applebee's?
No, I was a waiter at O'Charley's.
O'Charley's,
yes.
Oh, they have good rolls.
I mean, it's all the same.
Those rolls are
delicious.
Applebee's has their ribs, but Charlie's has those rolls.
Yeah, O'Charley's has those rolls. And, they were the bane of my... Is it bane or vein of
Bane?
Bane. It's bane, like the Batman guy?
Yeah,
okay. So, yeah, there were people who would come into the restaurant, and they'd be like, I'm meeting a friend here. Can we just get some rolls? And so I'd bring a basket of rolls, and then they'd be like, oh, and I need, you know, water, extra lemons, and I'm out of sugar. And so they'd just be making their own lemonade at the table. And, you know, they'd be like, can you open the blinds a little bit? I need a little more sun. So they're like getting the sun lemonade. They got rolls. They're eating rolls. They're like, oh, I don't know where my friend is. And they'd eat about 15 rolls, have their free lemonade. And they'd be like, you know what? I was supposed to meet them at like TGI or somewhere else. Yeah. And they would leave.
Wow.
They would just load up on those rolls.
But they were good.
They were good, and we were supposed to throw them away at the end of the night, and I was like, not on my watch.
Yeah.
I would be taking those, you know, those big, like, plastic bags,
sure.
Like industrial. I would be walking out of which are like some kind of carb-loaded Santa Claus at the end of the night, and I lived on those rolls for years.
Now, were you a good waiter?
I was a very good waiter. In fact, I was Employee of the Month August 2008.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, and they never had an Employee of the Month until I said, you know what? You need to start an Employee of the Month because I am that good.
Are you on a plaque there if we were to go?
I am on a plaque there out by the Dayton Mall off 725. I was so good that, I mean, I was actually, because I was a guy who showed up to work with, and I put anything that was going on, I put it aside. I was always in a good mood. I had people who were regulars. One time I moved into my own apartment. It was a breakup, and I had to move out again. And
seems to be the theme of our show.
So these people that were always wanted to sit in my section, they're like, you had to move out. I'm so sorry. And they furnished my apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I also did other things for them on the side, but...
Like mow their lawn, sell them pot.
Mow their lawn, and you know. But I enjoyed waiting tables. But I think everybody has a customer service well inside their body, and as soon as it goes dry, you got to get out.
Yeah.
Because you just can't handle it anymore. You know, the rudeness from strangers. Everybody has a tolerance that once they reach that, it's just like, I would just be in the walk-in cooler on a Friday night during rush hour. I'd be like, where you go, the scream chamber, right? You know, people, you know, because if you don't smoke, you're like, oh, how am I going to, like, yeah. So I would go into the scream chamber, and it was like you were in deep space. And you're just like, ask me for one more cup of ranch, you know. How many times can someone order a steak extra well done, not burnt, before you say, I'll bring you some ice cubes? Okay, not frozen.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.